Hi, this is Katie Hurt, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Storm's been rolling in, and I've been trying to get away from the rain that's pouring down on us. It seems like yesterday I let you in, but now you have to go. Hard times come again no more. We'll stick together like we've been trying to do for so long. Can't let you walk out that door. I ain't giving up without a fight. So what if I wanted you to stick around? Give it all that you've got. Never let your feet touch the ground. What if I
I'm outside in a garden centre. It's beautiful weather, and with me is Katie Hurt.
Hello.
It's been a while since we've actually spoke.
Yeah, it's been, how long has it been? A couple of years, I think.
Probably, maybe not so long as that, but yeah, it's getting on for that.
Getting on.
I think the last interview was actually on television.
Oh gosh, yes it was. I forgot about that. Oh, that was really cool.
Yeah. Hopefully more of that to come.
Fingers
now, Katie,
crossed.
You've got a brand new single out, which we've been playing, called See You Later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a new EP that's coming soon. So tell me about the EP, because you've actually recorded it in Canada.
Yes. Well, it was really exciting. At the beginning of this year, I was sat with my band, and we were trying to work out when we were going to record and where we were going to record, and just kind of sat down with these songs and we're like, okay, what are we going to do? What's the best step here? And just out of curiosity, I wrote a list with Gab, my guitarist, of our dream producers of our favorite albums, and figured we would email them just to see what happened, see if any of them responded or got back in touch. And and within an hour of sending out an email, Murray Pulver got back in touch, and he's one of the most incredible producers and musicians. And I was just, honestly, I was fangirling about the fact that he even knew who we were, and he asked if we could have a Skype session, and we spoke to him that evening for a couple of hours. And I think his understanding of what the songs were and the direction that we wanted to go in was just spot on, and I had such a good gut feeling, and I was like, I don't think we can record this with anyone else. So suddenly we were like, oh my goodness, now we're going to Canada. What's happening here? And then, yeah, we just booked flights and we were in Canada a week later. It was quite a quick turnaround from not knowing what to do or when to record to literally being on a plane a week later to go to Canada, and then recording there with Murray for 10 days and it just being the most wonderful experience.
Okay, did you ever imagine that you were actually going to go to Canada? Because everyone automatically thinks of Nashville or New York or LA
yeah.
or London.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Canada. I've been several times. I had never thought that I would be recording over there. I know that they have quite a big country scene, but obviously, like you just said, people go to Nashville or LA. And the exciting thing was that Murray had lived in LA, in Nashville for several years as a musician, and he was part of the band Crash Test Dummies, and he had been a part of that scene, but he'd gone back over and kind of started his own thing in Winnipeg, which was kind of cool to be a part of, and to go and visit somewhere that was unexpected. And it was kind of exciting because I've been to Nashville so many times and I absolutely love it there, and it will always be my home away from home. But actually, I think because there's so many people in Nashville, so many musicians, it was really nice to get to go and meet some other people with outside perspectives on the whole country scene. And Winnipeg has such a thriving music community, and I had no idea. So I was kind of blessed that we just kind of stumbled upon this other world. And we went on like nights out to see blues jams and country nights that were just, but it was like minus 30 degrees outside. It was like, how is this weird little country community existing out here? It's so bizarre.
Amazing. And the EP is going to be called Somewhere Down in Winnipeg?
No, the EP is going to be called Unfinished Business. Somewhere Down in Winnipeg was the pledge campaign. That was my little hint, because that's it's a play on one of the lyrics from one of the songs on the EP. We have a song called Natchez, which is was an addition to the EP, which is actually an acoustic track. But it was something that we all felt, myself, the band, and Murray, all felt that needed to be included. It was a story that we kind of had to tell. So we decided to add it as an additional track. And one of the lines is somewhere, well, the main line is somewhere down in Natchez, I'll be striking matches. So when I was trying to come up with a name for the pledge campaign, I was like, oh, well, we're going to Winnipeg, so why don't we just do that? I'm always trying to mess around with words, successfully or unsuccessfully. That's just...
So, I mean, going back to the pledge business, now, it's quite common now for many artists to put a pledge campaign,
yes.
which explain it to some of the listeners that might not know what that means.
So, everybody knows making money in the music industry and in the world we're in now is a little bit tricky. So, pledge campaigns are a really, really great way to help fund albums or projects that people want to do. So, the way we did it is that we basically said, if everybody helps us by pre-ordering the album now, then the money that we make from those pre-orders means we can go and record it. So basically, people were just saying that they believed in us enough to want to buy the album without having heard any of it, and that's such an incredible feeling. And we actually raised 138% of our goal. So the fans went above and beyond, but we had all these really cool I can't remember what they're called now, incentives. So we had things like vinyl, and I'm going to paint two guitars, and we had a house concert on there. And so fans can pretty much like pledge and donate their money for all of these different things, and then, yeah, it helps us make the album, or helps us make the EP.
Is the pledge closed now? Can people still jump in?
The pledge is closed now. It closed the date that See You Later was released, but you can... or will be able to pre-order the EP when it's officially announced. So there will be that, the pre-order campaign will be coming. And if you have pledged, then you already get all the singles. But everyone else will have to wait just that little bit longer, and then it'll be out very soon.
So when do we expect the release of the EP?
So the first single is out right now. The second single, Revved Up, is going to be coming out September, October time, and then the EP will be with us around November.
Wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
Is there any we can hear yet?
Well, you can hear See You Later, and then
we're playing that.
The rest will be coming soon. They're not quite ready yet. No, I'm very, very excited for people to hear them.
I don't feel like a friend to some people, more like a convenience store. And you'll go on living and leaving me lonely while I'm crying on my bathroom floor.
Hi, this is Katie Hurt, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
So prize, and you show up in the middle.
first time I met you, you must have been 14, you're 21 now, and a lot's happened to you. You've been to Metropolis, the music college, yep. and you've won various awards, you've great remarks about you, and so many nice things. And so just bring us up to date where you've been, because you're not on the normal country circuit that's out there.
No, I mean, my kind of country is a little bit different. I don't really like boxing it off, and I think that especially in today's market, with the fact that everything's online and all streaming and confusing and people get hung up on things, so I wanted to I've wanted to kind of just do as many shows as I can in whatever field will have me. That's kind of always been my idea, is just never turn down a show. So I've been all over the place. We've been, yeah, like we said, we've been to Canada. We've been doing festivals all over the country. We did Stone Free Rock Festival, which was really quite crazy. And we did Black Deer, and we've done C2C twice, and Country Music Week. And what else have we been up to? Well, I mean, this year, like, I went and sang in Washington earlier this year, which was really cool. Some friends of mine running a charity night over there, and they asked me if I would go and be a guest host. So yeah, we just been all over the place, really. The really exciting thing, at the beginning of this year, I was nominated for an Unsigned Music Award for Best Country Folk Act, in such an incredible category with so many other wonderful artists like Laura Oakes and Ferris and Sylvester, and so that was really exciting. So we haven't found out yet when the UMAs is going to announce the winner, but that's coming soon. And I think, yeah, we're just working on this EP, putting those songs out. We've just recorded a music video in Spain and France, and that's going to be coming out with the next single, so I can't wait for people to see that and to hear the new songs, and then hopefully we'll be doing an album next year as well.
I remember at C2C a few years back now, I introduced you to Sonia Lee, and she's turned out to be a really big friend of yours.
Yeah, she is honestly one of my favourite people. She's absolutely insane, and I love that about her. We did a tour last year. I did the Katie Hurt and Friends tour because I wanted to take that Nashville Writers Round thing on the road, and I had 22 guests come out on the road with me and Sonia, and she came over from the States, and she uses my band, or the Boys, as the Healers, as they're also known, when she came, and I got to sing backing vocals for her because I basically just wanted to tag along. And we went out on tour together, and it was so much fun. And she has just been such a wonderful friend and such a wonderful ally in the music industry. And I think the other thing is that there's always these debates going on about women in music, and that people pit us against each other, which is so bizarre, because most of the time we just want to support each other and see each other succeed. And especially, especially when there's so few of us doing country music in the UK, we kind of all want to build each other up to build a bigger scene. And kind of, Sonia's been a huge advocate of mine, and I'm a huge advocate of hers, and I think the way that she champions other artists is just honestly incredible. The first time I went over to Nashville on my own, it was terrifying. I was 19, and I decided I was going to go on this month-long writing trip over there, and it was the first time I had flown by myself, stayed in a hotel by myself. Literally, I'd never been away on my own before, and I was like, I'm going to go for a whole month. And Sonia just was so wonderful. She took me under her wing, and she was like, okay, well, you need to go see the Bluebird if you're in town. And I've been to Nashville before with my parents, but the Bluebird was one of the things that we didn't actually get the chance to do. So I was very excited. Everybody knows the history there. And she started singing, and she actually invited me up to sing at the Bluebird. So my very first Bluebird experience was not only getting to see an incredible friend play and see the writers round, but was also getting to sing her number one song at the Bluebird, which is just something that I will be able to treasure forever.
Nice. What's the plans now for the next 12 months?
So, next 12 months, keep promoting See You Later and getting as many people to hear it as possible. And then the new single, Revved Up, will come out, and then the video, and then we're going to have one more single, then the EP, and then hopefully going on tour again in November time. So I just need to start booking that and get the dates out for people. And then our plan is actually to go back to Canada at some point to start working on the album. I'm not quite sure when we'll be doing that yet. Hopefully it will be a little later than January, so it's not quite as cold. But who knows? And then, yeah, we'll be on the road, and we'll be just gigging as usual and putting out as much music as we can.
Are you writing all your own music for this?
Yes. Yeah. All of the songs on the EP were written by myself and Gab Zapka, who's the guitarist in my band. And for the album, I'm assuming they'll probably be written by us again, but I write with lots of people, so it just depends which songs kind of take
us. Have you done much with Sonia, writing-wise?
I have, yeah. I wrote with her when I was out in Nashville and when she was over here, but hopefully we'll get to write again soon.
Well, Katie, it's been great talking to you again. Wish you all the success with the single, the next single, then the EP, and then the tour.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to see you again and hang out with you.
Yeah, say hello to your mother.
Will do, yep.
And we must all catch up for a drink sometime.
We must do, yes. Everybody says hi, so... Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you so much. Mr. Persistent. Hi, this is Katie Hurt, and this is my brand new single, See You Later. Last week. Think you're pretty cool, irresistible. It takes more to sweep me off my feet. Oh, Mr. Mister, you never listen. You're just waiting for your turn to speak. I've seen how you act. That's the reason that we ain't never, ever gonna meet. Up for coffee when you ask me for the third time. Ain't even started, but I'm leaving saying goodbye, baby. Oh baby, there's no maybes. I know you won't give me your world. I'm not that different from the other girls, so don't even think about chasing me. I've heard those lines before. It sounds like the devil knocking on my door, and you don't get my love for free. So see you later, see you later now. I'll see you later, see you later. You're committed to do what it takes to win my hand, but you let it go as soon as you know that I'm calling you my man. I've been there before, picking up the pieces for my friends who let themselves believe those babies. But oh baby, there's no maybe. I know you won't give me your world. I'm not that different from the other girls, so don't even think about chasing me. Hi, this is Katie Hurt, and that was my brand new single, See You Later.
See you later, see you later now.